Hey everyone. You know we have a lot of music lovers out there, people who love to sing or play an instrument, or maybe even both.
Absolutely.
And well, today we're going to really take a deep dive into this article that breaks down what it really takes to just nail a musical performance.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
These ideas apply to way more than just music. Think like surgery or athletics, even public speaking, really any skill.
Oh, interesting.
Where precision and coordination are key.
It's like we're going to decode the DNA of any skill that requires that level of like fine-tuned.
I love that analogy.
Execution.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the article we're looking at is called Tune, Time, and Tone by Eric Alway. It was published pretty recently, just last month on October 14th.
Oh, wow. So it's fresh.
It's super fresh, yeah. And it sounds simple.
Tune, time, and tone.
But trust me, there's some seriously profound stuff in here.
Oh, I believe it.
So, Alway, his central idea is that those three elements, tune, time, and tone, are really the pillars of any musical performance.
Right, the foundation.
And each one is a big deal on its own, but it's really how they all work together that separates the really good from the truly great.
Exactly, yeah, the synergy.
Yeah, so let's break it down. First up, tune.
Okay.
Alway talks about this idea of static versus dynamic tuning.
Okay.
Can you maybe explain that a bit more?
Sure. So static tuning is like what you have with a piano.
Okay.
The notes are just fixed. They're set in stone.
Right.
But then if you think about an orchestra, those instruments all have to be constantly adjusted to harmonize with each other you know, in real time.
Yeah.
That's dynamic tuning, and that's way more challenging than it sounds.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I can imagine. It's like each musician has to be a human tuner.
Yeah, exactly.
Constantly listening and adapting to what everyone else is doing.
Yes, exactly.
But how do you even begin to develop that kind of ear?
Well, Way really emphasizes the importance of training your ear to hear those micro differences in pitch.
Wow.
He says it's like developing a heightened sense of oral sensitivity. It's almost like having perfect pitch, but for an entire ensemble.
Right.
Like you said earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's tune. Next up, time.
Yep.
I'm guessing this is about more than just keeping a steady beat, right?
Right. Away's very specific about that.
Okay.
Time in music is about intentionality and control. It's not just tapping your foot to the beat.
Right.
It's about shaping the music.
I see.
Whether you're playing solo or in a group.
Okay.
And when you're playing with others, he uses this term, ensemble time.
Ensemble time. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So imagine, like, a rowing team. For the boat to move smoothly, every rower needs to be perfectly in sync. That's kind of what ensemble time is like in music.
Well,
each musician contributes to the group's overall pulse, constantly adjusting to the ebb and flow of the music as a whole.
So there's this whole psychological aspect to it, too.
It's like a sixth sense, almost.
Yeah.
This ability to anticipate and respond to those subtle shifts in tempo and phrasing within the group.
It sounds like mastering ensemble time requires not just like technical skill, but like a deep sense of empathy and connection with the other musicians.
Absolutely. Away touches on that in the article. He suggests that there's almost this telepathic quality to how experienced musicians interact.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We've covered tune and time, last but not least, tone.
Right.
This is something I think a lot of people can relate to, even if they don't play music.
Cool.
We all have preferences when it comes to how things sound, right?
Absolutely. And Away points out that for most listeners, tone is often the first thing they notice and respond to in a performance.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And he even goes as far to say
that
tone can be the most immediate factor in how much someone enjoys the music.
Interesting.
Yeah, even more so than the melody or the rhythm.
I can definitely see that. Yeah. I mean, we all have those songs that just hit us in the feels because of the way they sound.
Totally.
That raspy voice, that soaring guitar solo, whatever it is.
For sure.
But Away saying that for musicians, it's more than just personal preference, right?
Right. For musicians, it's not just about having a good or bad tone.
Right.
Good musicians actively shape and control their tone.
Interesting.
To create specific affects and emotions. Mm-hmm. They're constantly analyzing and refining it.
So they're thinking about it strategically.
Exactly.
Not just going with whatever sound comes out naturally.
Right. Owe talks about the importance of developing a critical ear for tone.
Okay.
He says, it's not enough to just like the sound.
Yeah.
You need to be able to understand why it sounds good.
Oh, wow.
To be able to break it down.
That makes sense.
And identify the elements that make it work.
Yeah.
Only then can you truly control it.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
Tune is about accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Time is about precision.
Right.
And tone is about this artistry of sound, the emotional impact.
The feeling, yeah.
And here's where Owe's insight gets really interesting.
Okay.
He argues that these three T's
can
apply to way more than just music.
Oh, interesting.
So we're going beyond the concert hall now.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to hear where this is going.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
A surgeon performing a delicate procedure.
Okay.
Doesn't she need incredible steadiness of hand?
Oh, for sure.
Precise timing with every movement.
Right.
And a consistent quality to her work every single time.
Whoa, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Those are like the three T's in action.
It's like...
put in a totally different context.
Exactly, and it applies to all sorts of skills.
Wow.
Think of an athlete perfecting their form.
Okay.
Or a public speaker captivating an audience.
Right.
It's all about understanding and mastering those fundamental elements.
Wow.
Of tune, time, and tone, whatever your instrument may be.
This is blowing my mind. We've got to dive deeper into this.
Let's do it.
What are some practical ways people can actually start improving on these three areas? Owe mentions a few tools, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Owe specifically talks about the tuner, the metronome, and this one's so key, recording yourself.
Oh, yeah, recording yourself.
Yeah, he says the tuner helps you develop a really sharp ear for precise tuning, which makes sense.
Right.
And obviously the metronome is your best friend for building that rock solid sense of rhythm and consistency.
Of course. Yeah.
But recording yourself.
Why is that so important?
It gives you this brutally honest feedback on your tone.
Oh, okay.
It's one thing to hear yourself in the moment, but listening back to a recording, you suddenly hear all those subtle nuances, the things you might not even realize you're doing.
Right.
It helps you identify what needs work, what's really working, and become much more objective about your sound.
Hmm. It's like holding a mirror up to your sound.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't hide from the recording.
Yeah, I can't.
So if someone's really serious about honing their skills, whether it's music or something else, these are the tools to focus on.
Absolutely. And speaking of tools, Owe does mention this really interesting device.
Okay.
That actually combines all three functions.
Wait, really?
It's called the Yamaha HD300 Harmony Director.
A tuner, metronome, and recorder all in one.
It's not just that it has all three functions, it's how they all work together.
Okay.
Owe explains that the HD300 gives you this integrated feedback so you can see how your tune, time, and tone are all interacting in real time.
Wow.
It's like having a virtual coach right there with you, but for all three elements at once.
That's wild. So beyond just the cool factor, how would a device like this actually change the way people practice, you think?
I think it has the potential to be a real game changer, especially for beginners. Think about it. Instead of practicing each element in isolation, you're getting this holistic view of your performance.
Oh, I see.
It helps you see the connections, how everything influences everything else.
Yeah.
And that kind of awareness can really accelerate the learning process.
That makes a lot of sense. But honestly, even without any fancy gadgets, this whole concept of the three T's tune ton, it's so eye-opening.
It really is.
Like you suddenly realize even something as basic as playing a single note on a guitar has so much more depth than you initially thought.
It does. And that's the beauty of Owe's approach. He takes these seemingly simple ideas and he shows how they can be this incredibly powerful framework for understanding not just music, but really any skill, where those elements of precision, timing, and consistency are crucial.
Wow, so it's like a universal language of mastery almost. Wow.
Exactly, and it really underscores the importance of deliberate practice and self-awareness, that idea that you have to constantly be paying attention, refining your technique if you want to reach that level of excellence.
It makes you wonder, could you apply this to things beyond what we've talked about?
Yeah. Like,
could you use the three T's to learn a new language or even to become a better cook?
It's funny you should say that. I was just thinking the same thing.
Really?
Let's take cooking, for example.
Okay.
Tune could be about hitting those perfect flavors, making sure everything is balanced and seasoned just right.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
And time would be all about the timing of each step, when to add ingredients, how long to cook something.
Yeah.
It's all about that precision.
Exactly.
And then tone, that could be about the overall presentation of the dish, how it looks and smells, the whole sensory experience.
The whole package.
Wow. This is making me see the world in a whole new light. It's like a three T's or this secret code to unlocking a higher level of performance in anything you do.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting about these fundamental principles. You can adapt them and apply them in so many ways.
Okay, but let's bring it back down to earth for a second. For someone who isn't a musician, who maybe doesn't even consider themselves particularly skilled at anything, why should they care about tune time and tone? What's the takeaway for them?
That's a fantastic question.
Yeah.
I think the key takeaway here is that no matter what your craft or passion is, there are always underlying principles that govern skillful execution.
Okay.
Whether you're a musician, an athlete, a writer, a surgeon, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Understanding this interplay between accuracy, precision, and consistency, those are the keys to leveling up your game.
It's about being intentional and mindful, even in the smallest details of whatever you're doing.
For sure.
It's not just about talent. It's about that conscious effort to improve.
Absolutely. And that's a lesson that can be applied to any aspect of life, don't you think?
I'm totally with you on that. This has been such a fascinating conversation. We could probably keep going for hours, but sadly, we're running out of time for this deep dive.
Time, that ever-present factor. But before we wrap up, I'd love to get your final thoughts on what Away has presented here. What do you think is his most important contribution?
You know, I think what really strikes me is how relevant all of Away's ideas are.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world, you know?
Right.
We're constantly just bombarded with information, distractions everywhere you look.
Mm.
It's so easy to just get pulled in a million different directions.
That's true.
But what Away is giving us here is this framework for cutting through all that noise, for focusing on the core principles that really matter.
Right.
Tune, time, and tone.
It's almost like a...
It's like a roadmap for achieving mastery.
Roadmap. Yeah, I like that.
In a world that's constantly trying to pull you off course.
Yes, that intentionality.
Yeah.
You know, being really mindful.
Right.
And you know what I find really inspiring?
Yeah.
Is that he doesn't present these concepts as like rigid rules.
Right.
It's not about following some strict dogma. He gives us these adaptable principles that you can tailor to fit your own individual goals in your own style.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Exactly.
It's more about taking those core principles and figuring out how they work best for you.
Exactly. It's about understanding those underlying concepts.
Yeah.
And then applying them in a way that makes sense for your own unique journey.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been such an incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
I feel like we only just scratched the surface of what Away has to offer in this article.
There's so much here.
There's so much to unpack and ponder.
To chew on.
And speaking of thinking,
yes.
Before we sign off, I would love to leave our listener with something to chew on, a question to spark their own exploration.
Okay, hit me with your best shot.
Okay, so we've talked about how tune, time, and tone can apply to all sorts of skills.
Mm.
From music to surgery to athletics.
Right.
But what about other areas of life?
Oh, okay.
What if we looked beyond those obvious examples?
Interesting.
Could we use these principles to improve our relationships, our productivity, maybe even our overall sense of well-being?
Wow. That's a powerful question.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does. It really challenges us to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And to see the connections between these seemingly simple concepts and the bigger picture of how we live our lives.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Beautiful.
There's always more to learn, more to explore. This idea of mastery, it's not a destination, it's a journey.
It is.
It's this constant process of discovery and refinement.
So well said.
Thank you, and thank you to our expert for this incredible deep dive.
Absolutely.
Into the world of tune, time, and tone.
My pleasure.
And to you, dear listener, thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
We hope you found this exploration as enlightening and inspiring as we did.
I hope so.
Until next time, keep those ears tuned, your time well spent, and your tone top-notch.